You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Welcome. All right, hopefully all is fixed and we're good now. Welcome to the program, Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We are brought to you by Cypress Bend Departments of West Monroe, CypressBendProperties.com. As always, we are presented by DBAT of Monroe. DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs, DBATMonroe.com. Yes, Fox, it is you and me, and I'm B. We can't all be Fox. Tonight we're going to go back. Back to junior high. We love football in this area. It's a hotbed. So many of our Northeast area teams make it to the Dome. Many of our high school players make it to the college ranks. We've got more players in the NFL now than we've ever had. We're going to go back and find out what happens to them in middle school. We've got two middle school programs on the show tonight. One has a big game coming up, a big community involvement game that we're going to talk about. The other is another area team that has a lot of good things going on. We're going to talk to our good friend Donnie Altman, Big 12 official. He officiated the Houston-Oklahoma game Saturday, and that was a big game that was supposed to define the college landscape for the season, and Houston did end up winning that, and many people are saying if they go undefeated, there's no way they should be left out of the playoffs. Many say two or three games a season does not a playoff contender make. So we'll have to see. We're also going to talk to our good friend Coach Brett Raley from Delhi Charter. They had a big win this past weekend, or last weekend rather. And had a big win. I believe it was 37-15 over Caldwell. And they'll face Gina this weekend. So you can join us on the program. You can talk to us. Call us on the Car King hotline, 888-993-7762. It's also our text line. That's 888-993-7762. Thought we'd take you back tonight just to find out what some of the area middle schools are doing. You'd be surprised if you don't go to those middle school games. And I know it's a lot of times parents and family that are there. But I've been to plenty middle school games where my daughter was cheering and saw large crowds. So these guys are working hard. These coaches are working hard trying to get these kids prepared for high school football. And what you see is when you get to see the high school games, that's what these middle school coaches are doing. So we're going to reach out and touch a few of them here tonight and talk to them and see just what they can tell us about what goes on at that level. Mr. Tabor, thank you for being here. Thank you for keeping it straight. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning. But we're here and we're rolling.
It's all good.
Yeah, all good. So there is a lot going on. It was a great weekend for college football. ULM, big win. Grambling had a great big win. Tech did not have a win. Played well, but did not win it. I know those guys are at the point where there are no moral victories. As fans, we can sit back and say, man, they played a great game. They had a redshirt freshman quarterback who was not supposed to be the starting quarterback. There are a lot of positives to come out of that game, and that's what you have, but you still have an L. LSU lost. I know that was a disappointing loss for Tiger fans. LSU, Jacksonville State. I listened this morning to Aaron Dietrich and Nick White as they discussed the game with that may have been yesterday's one, either Fox yesterday or the show this morning. tells you how long my day's been. They were talking about the game with the beat writer for Jacksonville State. And good friend of mine, Greg Seitz, is the athletic director at Jacksonville State. So I've been over there a few times. Great area. A lot of good places to eat. Unfortunately, I know more about that part of it than anything else. Speaking of, Tabor, I went to the doctor yesterday and was not good news. No, I'm not talking about my overall health. That's fine. But they make you do this one thing that is just kind of sometimes inhuman at the doctor's office, and they made me get on the scale. And since my issue a year ago, you know, my weight's fluctuated, but I'm a dude. I don't really care. Things cool, but things weren't really cool yesterday. So I have to have a little motivation. So I decided to come up with a little motivation. I'm less than 300 likes away from 500 likes on the show page. Like how I put that, instead of saying I only have 206 likes, I'm less than 300 away from 500. So for every like, I'm going to lose a quarter of a pound. That doesn't sound like much, so, but for every 4 likes, that's a pound. And I'm willing to commit myself to this. No, I'm not going to show any before and after pictures until after. But for every 4 likes, that's a pound, and I can lose up to 65 pounds. I'm going to commit to that. So anybody that wants to join me on this, that's fine. I do need the support, so get out there and hit those likes. I will keep everybody posted, but with or without you, I've got to do this. So I'm going to try to lose up to 65 pounds. I'd like to do it based on number of likes. And so we'll see what happens with that. No, Fox, you can't take likes away. Can't take likes away from me. But we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to have my former and future co-host, DJ Davis, and we'll talk a little Riser Middle School Battle of the R. When we come back, you're listening to Talking Sports ESPN 97.7 FM.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you.
Curbo's Tire and Alignment Service and Nexen Tire Company have teamed up to offer you great tires and a warranty that can't be beat. When you buy 4 Nexen tires, you get free tire rotation, plus tread wear, road hazard, and roadside assistance coverage for 36 months. Curbo's also offers front-end alignments, brake work, and shocks and struts. Curbo's has been serving this area since 1970. They're located at 619 Monroe Street, right behind KFC in Ruston. Call 255-1545.
Time for Riding Shotgun with a Gunslinger. Tough questions for football tough guy Brett Favre.
Dear Brett, my son's football team needs an awesome name. Any ideas? First, call your local agent and get a great auto quote from Farm Bureau. For team names, try metallic animals like Silver Shark or the Pewter Pandas. Okay, maybe not the Pewter Pandas.
Great answer. Get local agents, great rates, and coverage you can't beat from Farm Bureau Insurance.
This is Will Speck. In Lincoln Parish, call me at 255-2908 or see me at 2000 East Kentucky Avenue in Ruston.
Sometimes kickoff comes early. At Hampton by Hilton, that's when they run the option. Take your pick of free hot breakfast in the hotel or breakfast on the run bags to go. Either way, you'll be fueled up to cheer on your team because on game day, tailgate waits for no fan. So follow your favorite college football team on the road all season long. With Hampton by Hilton's friendly, helpful people at over 2,000 locations, you've got a winning combination for a memorable season. Book your football getaway today at Hampton.com for a guaranteed discount.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. Like I said earlier, we're going way back to middle school to see what it is these guys are doing to get prepared for high school. We've got a familiar voice on the line, on the Car King hotline, Coach DJ Davis of Riser Middle School. DJ.
Byron, what's going on?
You're out there painting the field, huh?
Yes, sir. I got me a little field crew out here, but you know I got to get my hands in on it to get involved.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we know you. You're the hardest working man in show business.
Well, you know, it seemed funny being on this side of the mic, but you know we'll be joining forces here pretty soon.
Absolutely. So two things that we want to accomplish with this call. We want to talk about middle school football and what it is you guys are doing. You know, you and I have discussed this before about, you know, it's for you, it's a numbers game. You may not have the numbers and the position players to do everything to get ready to be West Monroe's exact offense. But a lot of your guys are coming out of riser and shining on defense for the Rebels.
Right. And then that's something that, you know, I was perplexed at the situation, you know, when I first became a head coach here 3 years ago. This is my third season as an actual head coach. I've been, you know, been involved with Roger football since 2011, and it perplexed me for a second when I thought, I was like, man, you know, it was tough getting a lot of the numbers was putting us in a situation where we were not, you know, in a position to do some of the things that we wanted to do to stay match, you know, West Monroe's offense actually, or even, you know, just some of the things they do, because it's always a goal for middle school to emulate and try to match up with the actual high school that it feeds into, because it's easier to teach and it's easier to train once they get to the high school if they've already been exposed to it. But when one day it dawned on me, I was like, wow, you know what? I just realized, you know, we may be, you know, the defensive factory for West Monroe High School. I mean, because when I look back at the numbers, I mean, even going back, you know, and I know I heard you say going way back to middle school, I'm going to take you way, way, way back, even when I came through Riser Middle School, looking at some of the key components on our state championship football team. Most of the athletes that were part of that defense came from Riser Middle School. So it dawned on me, you know, maybe about a year or so ago, and it took a little pressure off of me because I was really, you know, stressing out a little bit, trying to figure out a way, how can I teach my kids, you know, to really do those things that they're doing at West Monroe, matching up. And so what we did, for lack of better words, we simplified some of the things because we got kids that play, you know, not only both ways. I have kids because our numbers are B that play everything, kickoff, return, punt. Everything you can think of on the field. So, you know, for teaching purposes, we simplify a lot of the things that we do to help them learn it and be able to remember when they're on the field and like what they call when in that fire. And so that helps us out a lot. And then, you know, we take pride in knowing that a lot of our athletes that do make it to the high school and do perform come, you know, are standouts on the defensive side of the ball as well.
All right, so just because they're in middle school doesn't mean you guys aren't out there working them. So you guys have a game plan. You guys have practices, and you're out there hitting and getting them ready. So what is it you're teaching them at this level as far as practicing and preparation and then game nights?
Well, one of the things that is the key or chief component in middle school now in the way that the competition is now, we teach them – nutrition. Nutrition is one big thing that we teach. Even at this age, we're talking about, you know, high protein and percentage of carbs. We're teaching that because that's important. You know, it ain't like it used to be where you can compete and eat anything you want. I mean, we're teaching nutrition. We're teaching, strength training. Strength training is year-round. That's just how it has become. You know, it used to be a time where you didn't have to really work out, but you know, maybe in the summer. Now, because of competition levels, even at this age, you're teaching strength training. Even if it's just lightweight, you're teaching that. We're teaching speed, conditioning. I mean, everything we're doing is a year-round process.
All right. So what are they, you know, again, when it comes game time, what is it they're going to get at this level that they're going to take to the next level, again, through practice? Again, I know you talked about the nutrition and the workouts. in preparation, game preparation, what is it they're going to take to the next level? That's going
to compete at high. We take pride in teaching them how to compete at a high level. One of the things that we're doing, even with some of the local middle schools, you know, West Ridge and Good Hope and Riser, we all feed into West Monroe. So we're teaching that game preparation as far as being able to compete on high levels. Because, you know, we all know at West Monroe High School, that's the only thing you do compete at. You don't compete anything less than high. So we're teaching it now. And even if we use, you know, the competitive, you know, the friendly competition between Good Hope or West Ridge, you know, sometimes we would even look at Washita. We just look at teaching them and putting them in positions to compete at high levels and putting a lot of importance on the game because, you know, if you plan on playing in high school, every game can be that game that can put you into the playoffs. So we just like to get them in position to compete at high levels.
And speaking of friendly competition, I never really played a game where it was friendly. But speaking of that competition with area schools, something big in the works as far as a community involvement game for Riser Middle School in one of our other area schools, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And I like you that you use the word community. We're gonna do a big what we call a Battle of the R. And everybody that's listening right now, we're inviting you not only to come to the game, the R, which, you know, obviously Riser, the other R is Richwood. Richwood Middle School is one of our other parish schools. We've been competing with them since I've been here. So it, the last 6 years, we played them at least twice in the Jamboree, and then we'll come back and play them in the regular season. Well, a couple of weeks back, I had done them. I said, well, you know what? You know, I know what Brian Schaefer was trying to do. He's the new AD, new coach over at Richwood Middle. He's, you know, wanting to sort of get people behind the program. He wants to change the culture, you know, the way people see, you know, Richwood not only as a place of academia, but even a place of athletics. And so I know what he's trying to do. And I got a little head start on him as far as what I'm trying to do here at Riser, as far as community involvement. So we got together, sat down. I threw some ideas at him, and, you know, he jumped on board. We're going to do what we call a Battle of the R. And it's just like, if anybody know anything about old collegiate sports, it's just like the Golden Egg or the Paul Bunyan X. We're going to be battling every year. This will be the first year. We're going to be competing for a wooden like a 2-foot R. It's just sitting on a platform. We got it getting it painted. We're getting it decorated. And that's going to happen next week on the 15th. And I feel like by doing that, it's going to give the community something to always look forward to, get involved, you know, support the boys, support the school. And we're just looking to really just like just change the way a lot of people, even in the community, see the athletic program. So that's the Battle of the R on September the 15th.
So we got a big, I've seen the progress on it, big R, wooden R, it's like a trophy built up on a platform. And I saw the paint. Just make sure they put some gloss on that. Make sure they put some of that finish on there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to finish it up because it's going to be, I mean, if we say the same, it won't travel far. But, you know, you just never know what will happen year to year.
That's right.
So we definitely going to need to be protected.
We've also built up a big press conference around this. We're going to have TV there. So tell us about the press conference.
Yeah, on the 14th, we're going to do a press conference. And it's going to be the first of its kind that I've researched and that I know of, first of its kind in middle school athletics. We're going to do a press conference here at Riser, 6 o'clock on the 14th. We're going to have, people, the community is invited, free to the public. We'll have some school board officials. Obviously, we're going to have the man with the plan. You know, you'll be there, ESPN will be on location. We're looking at commitments from KTVE and some other local media outlets. And we're going to, you know, give the boys the experience of, you know, being able to get interviews, answering questions, and then also having that opportunity to just experience something that a lot of these kids from both communities have never had that opportunity to say they're on the news, they're talking to ESPN, they're talking to KTVE, and they're getting that chance to get that limelight.
All right. Well, we'll be there. We'll follow back up on this. But Battle of the R is going to be September 15th, correct?
That's correct. Here at the Ranch, Rising Middle School.
At the Ranch.
At the Ranch, 100 Price Drive. That's right off of New Mackish. A lot of people can get there pretty easy. 100 Price Drive. That's on the 15th. Byron press conference is on the 14th, and it starts at 6. Here at Rising in the jail.
All right. Well, we're fixing to cut away, but real quick, you didn't hear this at the beginning. Went to the doctor yesterday, stepped on the scales. It said one at a time, please. So I got to do the thing. I'm making a commitment, doing a challenge to myself for every Facebook like on the page, quarter pound. So every 4 likes is a pound. I lose up to 65 pounds. So
for every 4 likes, let me make sure I get this right before we get off. Every 4 likes you get, you're guaranteeing 1 pound.
Yes. Up to 65.
Up to 65.
Pounds.
Anything over 65, we need to be concerned.
Yes. So,
well,
if I get two likes, I'm
gonna guarantee you 5 pounds.
Okay. If I get 2 likes, DJ, I'm ordering fried tea and ice cream.
Fried tea.
If I only get 2 likes, yeah. In other words, if I only get 2 likes, I'm gaining weight.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, but I have never heard of fried tea. I was going to see where you got that order from.
This is the South, so all right, brother. Look, we'll be back in touch. We'll get you for the press conference and 15th of September, Battle of the R. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, Bob. Appreciate you having me on, man. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take another break. On the other side, we'll talk to Calhoun Middle School. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Chef Alon Shaya, and I love being a tourist right here in Louisiana. It's easy to do thanks to LouisianaTravel.com. Whether it's a day trip outside of town to try a new restaurant or a 3-day outdoor adventure with the family, LouisianaTravel.com has all the trip ideas and planning tools you'll need. So log on, explore our great state, and pick your passion in Louisiana. Visit LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism and this station.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe, CypressBendProperties.com. On the phone now, one of the coaches from Calhoun Middle School, Coach Bubba Ziegler. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
How's it going this evening?
Pretty good, man. I'm over here at the school enjoying this beautiful sunset overlooking our facility, man. Just thankful that God's given us football, and I'm thankful that God gave me the calling to coach these young men out here at Calhoun Middle School.
Absolutely. So is Coach Elmore with you?
No, sir, he's not. He headed to church this evening.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like you have a radio on in the background. Might need to turn that down.
No, sir, I do not.
Okay, I thought I heard a little echo. Maybe on my end. All right. Well, we just talked to Coach over at Riser Middle School. We're talking some middle school football. A lot of people, everybody loves high school football around here. But we wanted to go tonight and go back a little bit and talk about the preparation it takes at the level before that to get these guys ready for high school.
Oh yes, sir. I try to go even further, and it starts at WOSA. WOSA or the YMCA, the WOSA is played in West Monroe area. The YMCA is played in Monroe area. And those two programs do a great job in trying to get these kids active and have a very, very safe experience in the football. Because we're seeing in today's programs that a lot of kids are starting to quit, or they're getting scared because of all these major injuries that are happening in professional, collegiate, and in high school sports. So they start the process. We pick up from where they leave off at sixth grade. We're blessed to have the opportunity to have our sixth graders in a football program. I know some schools, most of them around here now have them. About 3 years ago, sixth grade football, what's that? Nobody really knew. They still played at WOSA in sixth grade. So that gives them an extra year to get into our program, to know the coaches, to get into the weight room, and just another step closer to getting better. But to answer your question, Brian, it's very essential for the junior highs to build upon what the high school is doing. Because ideally, there's no junior high state champion in football. There's not. Right. You have your high school state champion. Now, we tell our kids at Calhoun, look, we play on a Tuesday or Thursday night, but my job as a coach is to get you better for Friday night, to get you ready for Friday nights, because in all actuality, that's the process that we take to get them ready for the high school guys.
So do you guys try to run the same system as West Ouachita, or how do you do that? I know you got more than one team there. So,
oh, yeah. We have three different squads. Our sixth grade squad, we keep it very base, very vanilla, because you get a lot of kids during a sixth grade year that's never really, put on pads. They don't understand what call side is or backside. They don't understand – evens go to the right and odds go to the left. So we have to teach all of that at a very, depending on the team or the squad that you got, on how fast or how slow you got to take it. As far as defense goes, I try my best to keep all the terminology the same. So when they hear the same term that I've been using for 3 years, they know what it means when Coach Morris, Coach Watson, and Coach Pender at the high school, when they say it, they understand what it means right there off the bat. But as far as offense roles, we do the same stuff, just at a different formation for the most part. So the kids know the philosophy. And the biggest thing is lining up, being able to line up for the high school.
So where are you guys as far as with each team on conditioning, weight training, nutrition maybe?
Oh, man. Weight training. Coach Elmore, he is a superb strength and conditioning guy.
Yeah.
And that goes back from way back when he was at Calhoun High School back in the 80s.
I'll tell you, Bubba, 26 years. Yeah, you and I talked earlier today. I told you, I remember him. We're not far apart in age, too far apart.
Yes, sir.
But I remember him. I mean, I was thinking – it was the first time I saw him, I thought it was Lou Ferrigno come to town.
I tell you what, he tells us all the time, he's just the whole of a man he used to be. And if he's just the whole of a man he is right now, I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark dark alley if he's just the whole of he is now. But
he
the
was
strength
one, he was one large human.
I mean, go ahead.
I said he was one large human.
Yes. Yes, well, he's still a pretty large human. On Mondays and Thursday mornings, you can come find him in the weight room about 6:15, bench pressing 315, 350 for a couple sets still. He's a piece of work, man. I wish I could be as active as he is because he still runs. He still rides his bike 6 or 7 miles, you know, when he's able, you know, just about every other evening. He's a specimen. The kids know that, and the kids feed off of that. We work them out. We center our strength program around power. So a lot of power cleans, push presses, a lot of plyometrics. We want to get our kids able to move quickly with force. And if you think about football, yes, you can have the biggest guys, but if they can't move with force, they're just, you know, they're just in the way. But the nutrition, you know, we do that. It's hard with junior high because with junior highs, they're still mama's babies.
Yeah.
So we still, you know, allow the parents, you know, to handle that. But we preach hydration. We have opportunities for the kids to buy Muscle Milk or the Gatorade protein. And they love it. They love some Muscle Milk. I know I'm giving the Muscle Milk guys a free plug right here, but they do a great job, and the kids love their stuff.
Well, how's the season started so far?
Well, we just finished up our second game as far as 7th and 8th grade. Our 7th grade group, we're getting there. We're 0-2 right now. We played probably the most competitive game we've had all year against a very, you know, stud-filled, athletic Ruston squad. Coach over there at Ruston, he's got a remarkable program over there as far as athletes galore. We lost a close one. I hate it for the kids because 6th grade year, they struggled. We've lost about a good bit of the kids that were on the original squad. But they're fighting back. So they're fighting back tremendously. 8th grade, during the summer, we had lost some kids. They moved off. We had one have a major brain injury, head injury, with a baseball accident. Real freak thing. We definitely miss him being out there. He's a leader. He's a pretty good athlete. But we're 1-1. We lost, you know, we had to throw the fumbleitis last night with against Ruston and sort of shot ourselves in the foot several times. But our kids play hard. You know, that's one thing we preach to our kids is, you know, down by 40 or up by 40, we're still playing hard. Because effort, you know, I heard a coach tell his team one time, effort is going to take you to the wind when the talent is taking an off day. So I know my parents and all, they hear me barking on the sidelines all the time. And the coaches that have coached with me, you know that I'm a very loud individual on the sideline, but it's all about effort to me. Because if you can do the work, you show the work.
You may not have as much talent, but you can always try to outwork somebody. So,
yes, sir. We preached that today. We, during our conditioning section of practice, you know, that, you know, we're not blessed with 50 to 60 kids per grade squad. We have to go both ways. And we must be competitive going both ways. So we have to put in that extra work because we can't take an off day. We can't be gassed in the second quarter, on a third quarter, or on a fourth and short. We got to suck it up and get the job done. But that builds back into our program. We want to win every game, no doubt. We're super competitive. But on the flip side of things, winning is a byproduct of becoming a young man. So we do things at Calhoun that not all junior highs make, mostly do. We do a boot camp that is military style. and it's all about character, discipline, and teamwork. We carry telephone poles. We run with sandbags. We do a mile and a half march with bricks. You know, we chant. We, you know, the kids have camouflage shirts that they wear. You know, this is Chieftain Maker Boot Camp. We got, you know, we have different things that Coach Elmore and I have sort of spearheaded to get our program going in the direction that it is. And we just, you know, pray that it can continue going if it's God's will.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. You tell Coach Elmore that one of these times I'm going to want him on there. I need to catch up with him. It's been a long, long time.
He said one thing, and if you know anything about Coach Elmore, anybody listening to know about Philip Elmore, he said, you're one freaky dude. You're one freaky dude. So I definitely appreciate you having me on the air today, man. It's really, really good, and I'm glad you've given us the opportunity to us junior high coaches, because some, you know, we get sort of left behind. Definitely some guys, because there's some solid coaches, man, solid coaches that are coaching at the junior high level around this entire state.
Well, I'm hoping the area high school coaches give you guys some props, because you're the guys training up
there. Coach Pender, Coach Watson, Coach Morris, they're extremely thankful that we're doing the job that we're doing. We get, they tell us every year, Coach, your kids are ready to go. They can power clean. They can squat. You know, we check up on our kids that are at West Washita, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, because we want to show those kids that, hey, it's because you're done playing for me doesn't mean you're done with me.
Right.
You know, we're like the big brother or the daddy figure for them, for definitely in some of them's life in today's society.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. We will get back with you during the season. And
Yes, sir.
All right. Coach Bubba Ziegler, Calhoun Middle School. We're going to take another break. When we come back, Delhi Charter, ESPN 97.7, Talking Sports.
Hey, I'm Bo from Backus True Value Bass Pro Retail Outlet. We have all your rifle and pistol gear right here in town. Come see our selection of firearms like Colt ARs, Remington shotguns, Glock, Springfield Armory, and Ruger pistols. Cleaning supplies, holsters, targets, and accessories are all in stock. Come in and let us outfit you for a day at the range or a day in the woods here at Backus True Value Bass Pro in Ruston.
On a big truck's journey, the driver faces long hours, unrealistic deadlines, and fatigue. Driver fatigue could lead to devastating accidents, leaving people seriously injured or killed. A big truck wreck requires serious legal help.
I'm attorney Bobby Manning. If you've been involved in a wreck with a big truck, I know what to do for you. Don't delay. Call me today.
Attorney Bobby Manning, office in Monroe. Call 324-1411.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7. We've got Coach Brett Raley from Delhi Charter on the line. Coach, welcome in.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Big win last week against Caldwell, 37-15, I believe.
Yeah, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, we started out the year, on a pretty good note. Played well, real well in the first half. Actually, had a 30-7 lead going into half, and started trying to, you know, put some of the younger guys in because we're going to have to develop some depth as we move forward. You know, got a tough one this week with Gina. That's another 3A school that ended last year undefeated. I think they ended up getting beat in the second round of the playoffs. So, you know, we're trying to get some younger guys ready so we can move on throughout the year.
Well, I think you did a good job in that preparation last week playing up against a 3A school and winning in such a big way.
Well, yeah, we always try to, you know, play up before we get into district play to get our young guys ready. You know, one thing it does also, it helps you with the power points. You know, as being a 1A school, playing a 3A, you know, you get extra points for playing up. You also get extra, more points for a win plus the playoff points. So, you know, it helps us overall.
And it's got to be good for your kids' confidence.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, because, you know, going in, you know, we look at it as, you know, not really a David and Goliath type thing, but, you know, bigger schools have more kids. You know, they had a lot more kids going one way than we did. So, you know, that it showed that we had, you know, the work we did throughout the week prepared them. And to play as good as we did, I think we come out of there with a lot of confidence.
That's good. And like you said, that bodes well not only for your kids' confidence, but for your power points. And any other 3A schools, are you playing up after Gina?
Now we'll play Mangum, which is 2A school, and then we'll jump into district with Delhi.
Okay. All right. So you got three opportunities to not only gain more power points, but to make that even better, but with some wins. How do you feel heading into those games?
You know, Gina's a good football team, like I said earlier. We're going to have to play a lot better than we did last year. They jumped on us pretty quick. We had a number of turnovers, and you know, once the wheels fell off, that was it. We ended up getting beat 33-0, which we played a lot better game than the score indicated. But they have a lot of their skill guys back, their quarterback's back, the real good receiver they have is back, and then they have a big tight end that's being recruited. So, you know, those are three guys that we've been working on trying to contain this week. Offensively, we just want to continue to do what we do. We look good at times the other night, but we're just going to have to try to, you know, maintain ball control and try to keep it away from the Gina offense. That's our big concern for this week. They played a Cuyahoga team last week. Cuyahoga ended up beating them, I think, in double overtime on a field goal, 30-27. So, you know, that's a tough beat they took. So, you know, I know they're going to be chomping at the bit to bounce back. And one thing we got going for us, though, it is our home opener. You know, it's always good to play in front of the home crowd, so we're excited about that.
That's great. Well, Coach, we're going to keep up with you. I know that we're going to have Anna as our student contact. We'll get to her next week if that's all right with you. And we're going to wish you luck against Gina, and we want to find out from Anna how that goes.
Hey, she'll be ready.
All right. Coach, good luck to you Friday night.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Coach Brett Raley, Delhi Charter Gators. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Donnie Altman in studio talking Houston, Oklahoma. You're listening to Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7.
Hey, I'm Bo from Backus True Value Bass Pro Retail Outlet. We have all your rifle and pistol gear right here in town. Come see our selection of firearms like Colt ARs, Remington shotguns, Glock, Springfield Armory, and Ruger pistols. Cleaning supplies, holsters, targets, and accessories are all in stock. Come in and let us outfit you for a day at the range or a day in the woods here at Backus True Value Bass Pro in Ruston.
For information on everything from passports to driver's licenses to local weather, go to firstgov.gov. Firstgov.gov, the official source for federal, state, and local government information.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
We're back talking sports. It's you and me, and I'm B. Actually, it's me and Donnie. But Donnie Altman, welcome back into the studio.
Thanks, Byron. Good to be here.
So you had an exciting weekend last weekend. One of the premier games that everyone was talking about, this game was supposed to define the landscape of college football this year, because Houston against Oklahoma, Houston was supposed to be the it child. So, you know, we're not really here to ask you how you officiated the game.
That's great.
It was great. Okay. I'm sure you were, you know, I know you were the back judge, so I saw you a few times. I didn't see you fall, so that's a plus.
That's a plus, yes.
And but what did you think? I mean, you saw both teams. I know you have to focus on the issues that, you know, in your area and all that, but you saw these two teams. Houston won the game. What's your opinion?
Well, I think in the end it played out to all the hype. You know, it was whatever the score ended up being, I think a couple touchdowns, 10 points, something like that. You know, Oklahoma came out and just kind of drove down the field. It was a little surprising even from the beginning that I guess Oklahoma didn't want to give them the ball too quickly. They won the toss and elected to receive, and they took the opening kickoff, which you don't find very often, and drove it down the field and scored a touchdown. And really, I think they dominated the first maybe quarter of the game, but, you know, it seemed like in the second half, Houston – settled in, and from that point on, it was, you know, they were competitive the whole game, and, you know, obviously they won at the end. And I think the big turning point in the game is, you know, if you watched ESPN, was what they deem as the kick six. That was just a huge turning point for whatever reason. You never know what players are thinking, but it just seemed like from that point, from my viewpoint, Oklahoma just went totally flat after that. And maybe it was just Houston was on a high at that point, and they just couldn't be stopped after that.
Well, you know, that is very deflating when that, you know, and you hear about it, you know, you heard about it when it was Alabama and Auburn. Auburn did it to Alabama, and you were right. It was a 10-point game, 33-23. But, you know, you don't have your wide receivers and your defensive backs out there on your kick team. You know, those guys aren't the ones protecting your kicker. You got these big offensive linemen, and there's only so much they can do.
That's right.
And, you know, when you're trying a long kick, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, because it's not something that happens every weekend. It's not even something that happens every year. So teams aren't going to go, well, we need to consider this. We need to change our personnel on kicks. But
it was a good move by the coach.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was a good play by the guy that caught the ball.
I mean, because
he had his heels just inside the line.
I'll put it this way. He couldn't get any closer to being inbounds.
Where were you on that play?
I was right around the goalpost.
So that was you right there watching his feet.
Me and another guy were right there, and we didn't, at that point, we didn't care where the ball was because we knew the ball was inbounds. We both, if you go back and look at some still shots and even video, both of our eyes were on his feet. And that's all we were concerned with, because if he steps out, it doesn't matter where the ball is. When he touches it, it's dead. So,
yeah, well, he did a good job reaching up.
He
kept his feet down. He caught that ball, and he took off. So, now, again, you're an official. You've been in college football for a while now. You've been around football your whole life. Some people are saying that if Houston runs the table, they deserve right now to be in the playoffs. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I think it's going to depend, you know, a lot. You know, I hear some of the talk as well. I think what will help their case is what Oklahoma does. You know, if Oklahoma can win, or, you know, win majority of the rest of their games. I mean, obviously they've got Ohio State coming up, and then the conference season. I think that's going to play a big part in what happens with Houston if they win out.
All right, so I just don't know if I can buy into that yet, because, you know, they're going to play. Houston's going to play three big games here at the beginning. I'm trying to remember. I'll have the games here.
They play Louisville.
Oh, they play Louisville. That's right. And then one more game, I think. And then it's, you know, then it's their conference schedule, and their conference schedule doesn't scare anybody. Doesn't, you know, people aren't going to be tuning in to watch those games. You know, so a lot of people are saying, you know, a one loss Big 12 or one loss SEC team, you know, should probably get in over an undefeated Houston team, because they're only going to have basically three games, to showcase.
That's very true. And, I, you know, based on the, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they play out, because, you know, maybe did they build up to that game? and they just put everything on the line, which I don't think so. I think they're a very, very talented team. Probably could, play with anybody in the country. And I think one reason is, they're very good on defense, but I think the one reason they're so good is their quarterback. And that was the biggest difference in the game. I think it kept them in the game was that their quarterback, much like Oklahoma's quarterback and Baker Mayfield, he just makes plays and he scrambles around. And that was just the biggest part of the game is Oklahoma just could not, over the long haul of the game, contain him. And I think that's what, as long as he stays healthy, I think Houston's got a chance to compete and beat anybody in the country.
So outside of Louisville, they got Lamar, Cincinnati, Texas State, UConn, Navy, Tulsa, SMU, Central Florida, and Tulane, and Memphis. So, again, nobody's jumping up and down about that schedule as far as a national championship contender. So we'll see. But, Donnie, I appreciate you coming in, taking the time. Just wanted to get your opinion as somebody who was on the field with these guys. The game did live up to the hype, I think. And, a lot of people have been talking for a couple years about Houston, and we'll see.
And it was an interesting pregame. My kids got to take a picture with Adrian Peterson.
Oh, man.
And I was told J.J. Watt was there, and I saw James Harden.
Yeah, Harden and Watt were there, so that was cool seeing Harden, seeing the beard. But
It was a great environment. Houston came to play, and it was good for them. It's gonna be interesting to see Oklahoma bounces back, but they did the same thing last year. Got beat by Texas, but kind of ran the table and was able to get back in it.
All right. Well, Donnie, thanks a lot. Well, that's it for tonight. Join us next Wednesday, talking sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. Remember the challenge. 1 pound for every 4 likes on the Facebook page. John Tabor, thank you for keeping us straight down the road. We'll see you next week. Talking sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talking Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.